This is Stateside. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been on the front line of covering the Flint lead contamination in the water system there. She's been reporting that a lot of people in Flint are confused about the lead in the water, what they should do, what they shouldn't do to avoid further exposure to lead. And it appears the Department of Environmental Quality is just adding to the confusion. Lindsay, you sat down with a Flint native named James Todd. He's 49 years old. He runs a painting business, and you got to his house just after a DEQ team left. And he seemed to have more questions than answers.
Yeah, and I would say, I don't know if it's necessarily only the DEQ that adds to this confusion. What it is we have so many agencies that are responding to this crisis. You know, you've got federal agencies, state agencies, and multiple agencies at those levels. And then you have nonprofit groups. And so just there's all these different people that are touching base with residents, and they're hearing what their friends are telling them, and they're hearing what the media is telling them. And so a lot of times those messages don't just jive really well together. So when I went to James Todd's house late last week, you know, we talked about, I said, what do you have questions about? What are you hearing? And he said, well, you know, a DEQ team just left and I don't know what the deal. I don't know if I can use my filter. I don't know if I should use bottled water, if I should bathe in it or not. And so he told me, you know, look, we've got some pamphlets here. Let me see what I have questions about, which is really, it came down to just some things that he read in the pamphlets that didn't make sense to him.
Well, where's that coming from? On my floors. How'd it get on my floors?
Huh.
Maybe it was in here, I read it. But
yeah. You read that about like paint dust?
It was, oh yeah, here's another one right here. This one I read it on because it says, use doormats. Take your shoes off when indoors. Vacuuming carpets may pull more lead dust to the surface. So use a non-motorized sweeper to clean carpets. So I don't have a non-motorized carpet cleaner. Maybe they'll have them at the fire department pretty soon, too. You know, clean windowsills and play areas down with paper towels and soapy water. This is the paperwork the guy just left my house right before you got here.
So clearly that's not information for lead in the water.
Right. And so to give him some credit, right, he had just gotten this paperwork. He's reading through it. He's trying to figure this stuff out. And yeah, like, why are they handing that paperwork out? You know what I mean? That's got to do with lead in water.
It's what they had at the office, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So you were telling me James Todd is also wondering if lead is causing him some health problems or that the corrosive water might have caused problems.
He's had some skin issues. He's seen a doctor for almost a year now, and he showed me he's got these like little lesions on his belly and on the top of his head. He doesn't know if they're related to lead in the water or not. And he's got some metal fillings right in the back of his teeth. And he said he's talked to some people too who have had the problems with their fillings lately. And he's going, is the water corroding my fillings? And so it's just these, you know, endless questions that people really just kind of, when they sit back and go, I don't know. I don't know. Did that cause it? I don't know.
And it kind of goes to, people don't even realize the water's not corrosive now. They're using a different source. It's just the confusion is just massive, it seems like to me. Has Mr. Todd had his water checked for lead?
Yeah, he's had his water tested twice now. The first time it came back at 500 and some parts per billion. The second time...
And the maximum level is supposed to be 15.
15 is what the federal government says is acceptable. And then he got another test done, a follow-up test after that, and it came back at more than 1,000 parts per billion. He's got a grandkid that he watches on a regular basis, a young child, obviously not using the water, but, you know, it's just one of those things that he has concerns, obviously, with his health, his wife's health, worries about his grandkid.
And you mentioned that he didn't get the results for his lead test from the government,
no,
a letter.
Oh, yeah, that was funny because I showed up at his house and he was like, yeah, and he was telling me how he found it. He goes, yeah, I found my result. I said, oh, where'd you get? Did you get it in the mail? And he said, no, I found this map somebody shared on Facebook, and he showed it to me, and it was a map that our coworker Mark Brush published that showed, you know, where these high lead tests are coming back. He said, I clicked down and I thought it would be my neighbor's house. He said, that's my house. You know,
so he's getting results from Michigan Radio faster than he's getting them from the government.
Right. And I talked to some other people who had yet to get their lead test results. So I had their test results before they had their lead test results.
How typical do you think this confusion is among Flint residents?
I can tell you it's pretty common. I mean, it may not be to the depth of lead. I mean, it varies very much by person how informed they are generally. But like a lot of those things with the fillings in your teeth, there's so many things that they haven't just gotten down to those really tiny levels that are just offhand thoughts that you go, God, was that the water? I don't know.
That's Lindsay Smith from Michigan Radio. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.